Us.
Yeah, we're back. long time no see.
Here,
I guess.
This
is our audio only podcast. I guess we're back. That's interesting. We should reintroduce ourselves. So I'm Josh and there's Sean. Quiet.
What?
You're quiet. Bro, what the heck? Okay, well, and then Charlie's there as well.
Yeah, Sean's muted. Sean's not talking, but I'm Charlie.
No, my Wi-Fi is not working.
Okay, Sean, just shut up. Okay, so we are going to cut it, and Carter's normally here, but Carter doesn't want to be near us because Carter doesn't like us. So,
all right. Just out,
you know? No, people think we're actually serious. I haven't seen this in a long time. Carter's just not here right now.
Yeah. Carter's just going to go.
He's making dinner.
All right.
But that's all right because we're here.
We should bring it back to the last podcast. Remember the last podcast we did?
I do not even remember what we talked about in the last podcast.
All I know is that we talked about the greatest boxer of all time, not a hot take, Jake Paul fighting. And what a coincidence. What a coinky dink. Jake Paul is fighting again.
I did not even.
In the next couple of days, Jake Paul is set to be announced a fight against Tommy Fury.
Who even is Tommy Fury?
Tommy Fury's brother is one of the greatest boxers of all time.
Oh, I know Tyson Fury.
Yeah, he's Tyson Fury's brother. And which, like,
I'm googling him right now, and he's only fought 7 times.
Oh yeah, yeah. His entire career, if you can call it that, is just piggybacking off Tyson Fury's success.
Oh, so it's like Logan Paul.
Yeah, it is like Logan Paul.
Piggybacking off his relative.
It's like if Jake Paul fought his brother, pretty much.
They should do that. That's the one time I would watch Jake Paul fight. I still refuse. No. I don't know if I already said this in our last podcast because I forget, but I refuse to watch Jake Paul fight.
No, Jake
Paul's a bum.
I was listening to what Logan Paul was saying. He says that if him and Jake Paul ever get like really low on money, like that's such a money fight. Like you're getting several million just from that fight, just to see both of them lose.
If they keep fighting, they would call the draw and they'd walk out with like 100 mil in each of their pockets.
Yeah, he says that he hopes if he does do it that they both knock each other out simultaneously.
I love how they admit that they're only doing it for money and that the fights aren't even really real and people still watch it.
It's crazy.
People this are is somewhat entertaining now.
They have the whole world around their finger.
It is funny to watch like literal basketball legends like Nate Robinson just get knocked out.
I wouldn't call him a legend, but I mean he was okay.
5'7", Josh. He had hops.
He dunked on Shaq one time, I think, in practice.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
In practice, and he was turned the other direction.
He did in a dunk contest too.
Yeah, to be honest, he only really made the dunk contest because he was short.
Yeah,
that's the same thing with Spud Webb. Like Spud Webb could do no cool dunks, but he still won the dunk contest because he was so small.
Yeah,
the only reason he had I guess he had a little bit of skill, but like if Muggsy Bogues was slamming it, then they would throw him in every dunk contest just because it's funny.
He has to seem like a really short guy.
It was like a circus, just throwing him in the dunk contest. Like here, show us you dunking. It's good entertainment. Okay, so he went and dunked the basketball and he got a little trophy.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty nice trophy. I won't lie. The dunk contest trophy.
Search up Nate Robinson for the dunk contest trophy because maybe it changed.
I think it's always been like a spear.
That's stupid. Then no one cares about that trophy. I have nicer trophies in my room right now.
That's no funny. Way. Have you seen
it? Search up. Josh is gonna have right a cheesy now. Transition again into our next topic.
Anyway, speaking of basketball. Shaq says that he's got Shaq's, and I quote, he's got 4 rings and becomes the highest scorer in the NBA history. He's the best ever. Ain't nothing you can say. So he's saying this about LeBron. He says that if LeBron beats Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's scoring record, and still has his rings or whatever, he will be the greatest basketball player of all time, above Michael Jordan.
No. No.
I can see that.
That's not true. Just because he's played longer. If I played 39,000 seasons and scored 1 point every season, I would beat Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's record. Or whatever it is. Is it 33,000? I don't even remember. No, it's like 38. Right?
Yeah.
Is it 38? It's 38 something. It's just longevity. It has nothing to do with skill. He averaged less points per game over his career than Michael did. Michael would have already beat
him. Yeah, but having that longevity has got to play into the GOAT factor right there.
Not really.
Michael Jordan couldn't do it for that long.
Yes, six rings.
LeBron is putting up numbers that he was putting up in 2016. 2016 was prime LeBron, and he's still putting up these numbers. That's crazy to me. He's like, what? LeBron's so old.
36.
I don't know. It could be controversial, but I think Wilt Chamberlain should be in the GOAT conversation.
This is absolutely. Listen, Wilt was a stats man. I saw a video of Wilt playing defense on Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and he was so bad on defense. Like, he wasn't even trying.
It doesn't matter.
He was just waiting to get the ball. Like, he was not even trying. He just
did. Yeah, he's just waiting for the easy two.
Maybe he wasn't the GOAT, but I think he has to be the most dominant for his time. Yeah. Like, of any era.
Yeah, that's just common sense. He scored 100 points in a game. People are calling him out on that, though, because apparently that it was kind of rigged. His teammates are just passing the ball all game.
Bro, Shaq was dominant on both sides of the floor.
Doesn't matter.
Shaq is more dominant. Shaq is more dominant than Will.
No, he's Shaq not.
Yes, he is.
Will averaged 50 points a game.
If Wilt was the most dominant, he would have more rings.
No.
Yeah.
No.
How many rings?
He would have dominated his competition.
How many rings does Wilt have? I guess two. Yeah, he has two.
Yeah. Two
rings. I mean, nothing.
He played in like the 60s. And you know, in the season he won. Wait. Hold on.
He played.
You got Carey to a ring.
Josh, who's a better player? Who's a better player? Patrick McCaw or Giannis?
Who's a better player, Sean? LeBron or MJ? In terms of greatness, rings matter.
So MJ.
Proved your point wrong.
That's what I'm saying.
You were saying LeBron.
Well, rings matter, but also accolades.
Oh my god.
I think MJ's the GOAT.
So then your point is
until LeBron breaks the record.
You're a heavy LeBron supporter.
No way. I like LeBron, but I'm just so better until LeBron breaks the record and maybe we'll win another ring. Maybe an MVP too.
I don't know.
No.
If LeBron gets all that, he's guaranteed to go. Another ring, another MVP, another finals MVP, and breaks the record. He's the GOAT. I don't care.
As if LeBron cares what you're saying, Josh.
Well, he should. He should. LeBron in his spare time listens
to the GOAT Sweater podcast. We get LeBron on the podcast.
That'd be so funny.
Just a bunch of 16-year-old boys talking to LeBron for 2 hours. We'd make it 2 hours. A special 120-minute episode.
I don't think.
Yeah, if we get LeBron, then it'll be a very long episode.
Have you ever seen that Zach Galifianakis show where it's like a talk show and he invites a celebrity on and then he just roasts that celebrity for like 6 minutes and it's super awkward? That's what we would never see. We would invite him on and we'd just roast him for 2 hours about how he cries and flops and stuff. That's what I would do.
Spend 80 seconds on the ground.
You guys could sit there uncomfortably while I do it.
No, I'd do it too.
Josh wouldn't. Josh is a heavy LeBron D rider.
Not heavy.
I agree.
Yes.
LeBron's cool though. LeBron's still LeBron.
No.
He's still not better than MJ.
I don't understand your argument, Matt.
Until he gets some more accolades, he's not better.
Josh is kind of off topic, but your, and this is a stupid thing to say in a podcast, but your Google account image is super weird. You should change it.
You're weird too.
What is it? A skeleton? It's like a skeleton.
No, it's the One Piece. It's One Piece.
I like Sean. Sean's just a sugar green S.
One Piece. It's anime.
Yeah, it's One Piece.
Okay. I'd like to apologize.
I don't want to roast anime on the podcast though, because it's probably watchers that also watch anime.
I'm going to. If you watch anime,
I don't know what to say.
What a ferocious roast there by Sean.
I'm not. That's all I'm going to say. If you watch anime,
you can't say anything.
You're right. No, but like, if you're going to be offended that anime is bad, then don't listen to the podcast, I guess.
No,
you're driving away all our viewers.
We're trying to make it
to the show.
I know.
They're all gone now. The show won't watch.
There's now nobody listening to the podcast. We can say whatever we want now.
Okay. Let's move on. I have this. It's about Kendrick Lamar. So there's a couple of leaks coming out recently with Kendrick, and it says that he's gonna drop an album tomorrow, which is Friday for us,
which is the day that the podcast released.
So basically today. So if it drops today, then that's good. If not, I'll be kind of angry. So
As you can likely tell, Josh decided the topics for today's podcast:
basketball, rap, and we also discussed anime. It's like Josh's dream podcast.
Nah.
We put a little hockey in. That's it. It's all basketball and rap.
Well, Sean, you guys could have came and put some more stuff on here.
I thought you were gonna be more diverse for our viewers.
I try to be. I did.
What if there is someone listening right now that doesn't like rap or basketball?
We're gonna throw in some baseball at the end. We always have.
We're in like the middle of baseball playoffs. We didn't even put anything in.
NL Championship Series.
I remember we talked about baseball playoffs like last time we did the podcast too.
Yeah, for a long period of time.
Yeah. Atlanta leads 3-1 to the Dodgers. I think the Dodgers are going to come back.
Apparently, ESPN really. Apparently, the LA Dodgers, and I might be wrong, but apparently they're like really good at coming back from 3-1 or something.
Well, they came back from 3-1 last year against the Dodgers, so it's possible.
Oh, that's what I saw on Instagram comments, which is my main source for baseball knowledge.
Atlanta, the city of choke.
I'm hoping for Atlanta in the playoffs because Houston is cheaters. Boston is also cheaters.
And we still hate Houston.
Everyone hates Houston. Once a cheater, always a cheater. And the Red Sox cheated too.
They could still be cheating.
I love the Astros. Really? Oh, I forgot about this. Who cares about Kendrick Lamar? The man, the legend himself, the carrier of the Toronto Raptors, who Sean now has a jersey of. Kawhi Leonard has an album releasing today.
Seriously?
It's releasing today, Culture Jam Volume 1.
That's going to be so bad. This is going to be the worst.
Yeah, we're going to have a listen.
I'll list you some features because he paid some money for these. Youngboy, Rod Wave.
My favorite thing about basketball players is how they just rap. Just all of them.
Yeah, there's a saying, all basketball players want to do is rap, and all rappers want to do is play basketball.
like hockey players, baseball players, soccer players, they all kind of mind their own business and just play the sport. But basketball players just get involved in rap just for no reason at all.
It's like Drake. Drake wants to play basketball so much. J. Cole literally played basketball in a league.
In China.
Like Africa, bro. That's intense.
Yeah, Africa.
And then he quit.
You see when Fezzle Harrell was just beefing Drake for no reason?
The NBA is a crazy league.
But it was like this absolute trash can, just like beefing with Drake. Drake must have been laughing. I wasn't watching, but...
Bro, Kawhi's voice is going to sound pretty interesting, though. Kawhi has like a funny voice.
He's a robot. It's going to be robot. It's going to sound like auto-tune, but it'll just be his regular voice.
So, like Lil Uzi Vert music.
What?
Lil Uzi Vert music.
Lil Uzi Vert music? Carter's not going to like
robotic.
That.
He's not going to. That's why I said it.
Carter. I like Carter's not here. We can roast everything he likes.
We can also roast Carter's fantasy sports skills.
No, I forgot.
We're not getting into more detail with that, but
if we do a podcast during the week where you guys play each other in fantasy basketball, then we will talk about it, because
we'll do a team comparison.
Just so that everything's so everyone knows, Carter has not beat me in fantasy. So if I lose next week, then I'll be upset.
Oh, Charlie, try to give me screen recording permissions.
Wait, why?
Screen sharing.
Why?
Just cause.
Okay, you got it. There you go.
All right.
Zoom.
Well, you guys wanna hear something pretty funny?
I hope we don't ramble on too long, because then the meeting's just gonna end.
I got something pretty.
Hey, we're moving on. We're moving on.
All right. So this is a pretty funny video I saw on Instagram, but it's Kim Kardashian dropping bars in the studio. I'll let you guys rate it yourself, all right?
I've never heard of this. Josh, no one can hear that.
You can't hear that?
No, hold on. It worked for me earlier. Let me play it. What should I search up? Kim Kardashian?
Kim Kardashian in the studio recording, rapping.
This is the studio. Oh, here we go. Okay. Wait, can you hear this? No, not yet.
Oh, look like Trish woke up. Talk to him, Trish. Yeah, you little girl, see you right now. But you're in frustration. I wasn't asleep. I was resting my mind. Why are you worried about me? But now I'm wide awake, man.
Is that it? Could you hear that?
Yeah.
That was horrible.
Bro.
The worst part is she was you can't see this because this is a podcast, it's listening only, but she was reading off a piece of paper. So like, it was not like a freestyle, so that's not an excuse. It was just reading off her lyrics. It was horrible.
Yeah, no.
People need to stand their lane, you know?
I know. Why is everyone who's like a celebrity for other reasons just feels the need to get into rap?
What do you mean? That was so heat, guys. That was insane.
I'd like to see Luka Doncic drop a country album. Luka Doncic country album coming up. That's the next thing. Or we could have like designated sports and all of their players join a specific genre of music tournament, and whoever wins gets a championship ring.
I can see
so like Kevin Dame Durant could finally win a ring. And like hockey could be like country or something.
Dame Dalla.
Baseball could be like, I don't know, like pop, I don't know. And soccer could be, I don't know. Soccer's not
baseball can be in music. Europe. Baseball can be Spanish music.
Yeah. Cause most of them are Spanish. And in instead of music for soccer, they could just recite Shakespeare because they're all British.
What?
Whoever recites it best.
Okay, we're not getting into this. We have to move on.
Josh did not like that one. That was a shot.
Sure. All right, let's get to this.
Soccer is also the sport of the weakest people.
The weakest people. Sean, you can't run. Sean, you can't run 200 meters. You can't run 200 meters. Don't talk to me, please. We're gonna.
Josh offended.
Yo, we just got our 40-minute limit, but Zoom just gave me a gift and said we've removed the 40-minute limit. So
okay,
shout out to Zoom. Well,
shout out to our sponsor, you know.
This is a sponsored video, guys.
Sponsored by
Zoom.
I was listening to this podcast and they're doing something kind of like this. They were gonna, it's like a segment, right? Agree or disagree with the biggest overreactions after a couple. It's like most sports have started up now, right? NHL started to back up, football's back up.
Every sport is playing right now, Josh.
It's the best time of the year. Every sport that matters is in play.
Oh, we didn't even mention
that. Notice that the WNBA is not in session right now.
Notice how the WNBA just finished.
This is off topic, but did you guys see how many people went to the WNBA championship parade?
No, I didn't even know the parade happened already.
People there.
Oh, no way.
And it was in Chicago too, like a pretty big city.
They just have nothing better to do.
Yeah, I mean, they're probably all cheering for the Bulls because they're actually good now.
The
Bulls almost lost to the Pistons though. So
did they really?
They almost did.
Oh. You know what, you know what's kind of sad though? Losing to the Washington Wizards and Kyle Kuzma.
Josh, shut up.
Yeah, no one asked.
Josh, you're a bandwagon Bucks fan.
Hey, hey, Bucks just beat the other greatest team in the league.
What's the name of your GM?
Horst. John Horst, isn't it? Something like that.
John Horst? Bucks.
Yeah, it is John Horst.
That took you too long.
What? I literally said Horst, John Horst.
What's the name of your water boy?
Josh G.
Who?
All right.
Anyways.
Let's go into these overreactions, all right? So
basketball. There's five basketball, four hockey.
You know, baseball
that Sean added like just now.
We'll mix it up. I'll move some of these around, all right?
No, just go in random order. We don't need to say all these basketball ones. No one cares about these.
I'll go with the first one.
We need to talk about the Sens too. This is an podcast.
Agree or disagree, okay? Westbrook is gonna bounce back.
Disagree.
I slightly agree. All right.
No, Westbrook sucks.
We need to let Josh give his opinion because he's just gonna say whatever we don't say so he can make
his
opinion. That's what he always does. Whatever opinion most people don't like, Josh takes.
No, I slightly
agree. It's like anime. No one likes anime, but Josh likes anime.
No, okay. Yeah. So Westbrook at the start of every season starts out so slow. This season, yeah, he does. Last season too, started out pretty slow.
Showed a graphic of every season debut of Westbrook, and they were all pretty good. Like they're all
decent. But this season's awful.
Last season, I think he had like 21, 11, and 9 or something.
I think he's not going to do that good at all this year, though. Like this year, it's kind of. I think he'll do decent. Okay. He'll bounce back ish.
He might get a ring, but he's not gonna play well.
No, he'll be like a Mike Conley. He'll be like a Mike Conley. I think Russell Westbrook. Except for much worse.
Mike Conley's awful.
Who they even trade for Westbrook? Just Kuzma?
Kuzma and a lot of their future.
Kuzma, Harrell, a bunch of points.
My favorite thing about the Lakers is they act as I would if I was doing a franchise mode on a video game.
Yeah. They get all the
trade all their picks for one washed star.
Mm-hmm.
Except for Anthony Davis. That was an exception because he's good.
But they traded all their young players who are now good.
Yeah, that was a waste. All those young players are now good, by the way.
I know. Ingram, Randall. I'd rather have Ingram, Randall, and Lonzo than Anthony Davis.
Clarkson, too.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
And they had... Who else did they have?
Josh Hart.
Yeah,
they didn't trade all Russell. Of those in that deal, though.
No, they traded Ingram, Lonzo.
I know for a fact we did not just say compare Josh Hart with Brandon Ingram and...
No, Josh Hart's good.
Josh Hart was in the deal, I was saying. He was in the deal. Also, he's good at...
Josh Hart's better than most of the players on the Bucks.
Okay,
sure. And every player.
Josh Hart would be starting for the Raptors, by the way.
And the Bucks.
No, and he wouldn't.
He'd be the team
captain. Starting over Grayson Allen, Josh.
No, he's not.
Yes,
he actually would. Like sometimes I'm just being satirical and I'm just being
Josh Hart is just trash. Bro, Grayson Allen popped off last game.
Okay, so, we're moving on, Josh.
All right, you guys can choose the next one.
Do hockey. Get the baseball one out of the way. Get the baseball one out of the way.
Braves for the World Series. I don't know. I don't watch baseball.
I honestly have no idea what that team is.
I'm gonna say disagree. I'm gonna say the Houston Astros. I'm going to say the Houston Astros are going to win.
The Houston Astros?
Yeah, the Houston Astros, not the Houston Astros.
All right, what should I say here? Eeny, meeny, miny. I disagree.
Wait, I didn't even give my...
I strongly agree.
I don't know.
I can't name a player on the Braves.
You're the one that watches baseball. What do you mean you don't know? Like you chose this. Okay, what does it depend on?
Depends on if the Astros and Red Sox are cheating again.
Okay.
Their team Chiefs is gonna win. That's how baseball seems to work.
Yeah, because the Braves aren't cheating, and neither the Dodgers. But
in basketball, we always talk about how some rings don't count. Like we joke about it. Like when the Lakers won in 2020, it was like
baseball rings count because they literally don't count.
Finals and they were bad. But like some of these rings
didn't count either.
Some of these rings in the MLB like actually shouldn't count at all because they cheated. And there's multiple.
The Bucks rings shouldn't count either.
I agree.
Because Kevin Durant usage was one too big, otherwise the Bucks were out.
Exactly. Giannis would be flipping fries at Harvey's.
Bucks are too good. Did you guys not that shoe size stuff? Sure, whatever. You know what happened as soon as he made it into overtime? He got rejected by Brook Lopez to start out the game.
Yeah,
overtime.
He literally sucked in overtime. He hit one shot in overtime. He took four of the shots and he missed all of them except for one.
Injure Harden and Kyrie.
Injure Harden. Harden's made out of glass. Kyrie too.
I have an idea. It's really random. On the count of three, let's say who we think is gonna win the 2022 NBA championship, and then we'll same with the WNBA.
All right, 3, 2, 1, Bucks.
Raptors.
Detroit Pistons.
Bucks. Okay.
I like how none of us took it seriously.
Let's do the WNBA.
So Josh said Bucks, Sean said the Pistons, and I said the Raptors. I think I have the best odds.
No, the
I think the Pistons are winning. All right, guys, let's do the WNBA.
Realistically, I don't know. I think the Bucks are actually going
to
win.
I want to bet $10 on the Timberwolves winning the championship because they actually have an okay team. Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna go with my WNBA predictions. All right.
Okay, I only know What's one team. Pick? That's the team I'm gonna say.
All right. 3, 2, 1. The Las Vegas
Sparks.
Oh,
wait, Josh, what'd you say?
The Las Vegas Aces.
Oh, Sean, what'd you say?
I said Las Vegas too.
Oh, really?
No,
WNBA stand-ins.
What did
AJ Wilson? Liz Cambage.
Oh shoot, the Sparks were last in the league. Wait, no, they weren't. No, they were last in the West. Oh, the Aces were the best. How'd you guys know that?
No, they weren't.
I just
they're second. They're second.
You don't, you, guys are hacked. You don't follow the WNBA?
No.
Wow. Disappointed.
Has nothing to honestly do with the Jets.
You're a misogynist. You're a misogynist, Sean.
Bro, it's a 32-game season. Wow. It's not like – yo, one of these teams went 15-1 at home. The Connecticut Sun. Yo, we should all go to a Connecticut Sun game. They look like they're
the
really –
the Connecticut awesome. Sun.
Yeah, I'm going to take my time out of my day to go to Connecticut. Connecticut.
Does Connecticut have a team?
Why does Connecticut exist? Who lives in Connecticut?
I can't think of another sports team in Connecticut other than the WNBA one. It must get all the fans.
I can't either.
Wait, yeah,
all 22 of them are fans of the Connecticut Sun.
You guys are clowns. You don't realize that Tia Cooper is on the Sparks.
Oh, okay.
Who's on the Aces? Oh, Liz Cambage? I know.
That's what I was saying. She's insane.
Who's the one that can dunk?
Liz Cambage is just really good.
Liz Cambage.
I think Liz Cambage is the one that said that. She was the one that was beefing with Marcus Morris.
No, who was the one that was saying that she could beat prime DeMarcus Cousins in a 1v1?
Brittany Griner.
Oh yeah, no, that's not happening, Brittany. No, sorry, but
if anybody was to be in the WNBA to beat prime DeMarcus Cousins in a 1v1, it would be her though.
Yeah, but no one's beating prime DeMarcus Cousins in a 1v1 in the WNBA. Nobody's beating Mo Bamba in a 1v1 in the WNBA.
Yeah, Mo Bamba's insane though.
Mo Bamba has like an 8-foot wingspan. He'll just swat everything.
That's what he does in the NBA.
Exactly. So who's to say he can't do it in the WNBA as well?
Well, he would.
I would like to see one game of co-ed basketball of mixed all-star teams. So like Sue Bird, LeBron, Curry, Brittany Griner, and Candace Parker.
I think
that would be entertainment. What are we talking about?
I don't know. Let's go into another one. Let's go into another one.
Has nothing to do with anything.
I'm gonna do an NHL one. The Sabres, are they playoff bound?
This is the biggest overreaction ever. I saw a little graphic on ESPN, and if you don't know, if you don't follow hockey, the Sabres are like the toilet bowl of the NHL, and they are 3-0 at the moment.
They're the greatest
sport, bro.
They're 3-0 without their best player, whose name Jack Eichel, because he doesn't want to play for them. So
future Senator Jack Eichel.
No, we're not. I hope we don't get Jack Eichel. But
Nevertheless, you're disrespecting.
Many people are saying they could make the playoffs this year, but I think they can. No, because in like 2018, they started out 17-6-1, and then they got the first overall pick that year. They got Rasmus Dahlin because they were so bad.
I think they're going 82-0, guys. I'm gonna be honest.
This is Josh's limited NHL knowledge, so he makes jokes.
Yeah, no, I couldn't name you one other player on the Sabres other than Eichel.
Who?
No, I couldn't name you any other player.
I literally just named like two.
Yeah, I still don't. No idea. I forgot it already.
What about Zemgus Girgensons? Is he still in the NHL?
I have no idea.
Zemgus Girgensons from Latvia. Yeah, he's like Kristaps.
He's insane.
He's the Kristaps of the NHL.
The Sabres aren't winning, but I think the Sens have a chance at the playoffs.
The Sens are winning the Stanley Cup this year.
I really do think they...
If you're listening to this podcast, bet $10 on the Sens winning the Stanley Cup. It could turn into like $3,000. And it's going to...
Bet $100.
I think if the Sens make it to the first round,
bet your whole college education fund. Because it's a guaranteed to happen.
It literally is.
Put the Sens against the Leafs in the first round. Sens are taking that round.
They literally would. Because we only beat the Leafs.
Yeah,
when we're really bad, we only beat the Leafs. It's great. It's awesome.
It's the best part about being a Sens fan.
Speaking of the Sens, though, Chris Tierney
has the Montreal Canadiens at the moment.
Yeah. The Canadiens are in last place.
Yeah, the Canadiens are what, 0-4?
NHL. 0-4, yes.
0-4, and they made the Stanley Cup final last year. I think that they could go 0-82 this year.
I think Chris Tierney can get the Hart Memorial Trophy.
You totally just looked that up on the MVP.
I literally searched up NHL MVP trophy name.
It's not even called no one calls it the Hart Memorial Trophy. It's like calling what's the NFL trophy called? The Larry O'Brien? Or is that the NHL?
No, that's NBA.
It's like calling the NBA championship trophy the Larry O'Brien championship trophy, just like casually.
What is the NFL trophy name? Lombardi Trophy.
Lombardi. I got those two confused. There's too many L's. Just like the Bucks.
Wow. Well, I mean, raise up your hand if your team lost in the first round.
Your camera's off and we're on a podcast.
Well, I don't know.
HP is raising his hand for the Browns.
The Browns. Another overreaction. Are the Browns the worst team in pro sports?
They're the best team in pro sports.
I think yes.
I think that they're the last team to go 0-16, though. So.
Yeah, because they suck.
If you ask me.
The most franchise.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, I'm not sure how long this episode has been. I hope it hasn't been too long.
I'm gonna do one more.
We're
right?
About to be done.
One more? Okay, one more.
Are the Bucks going back-to-back?
No.
Yep.
Well, I did no, say they're not. I can name back. Six teams that could beat the Bucks in a four-game series.
Name them.
The Nets?
Nope.
Yes, the Nets, the Lakers.
Are you kidding me?
The Clippers without Kawhi. The Bulls. The Heat.
The Bulls Raptors, are not. The Bulls that's suck. That's Bulls sick. Suck. Raps suck. Nets is an easy out. It's an easy win.
Shut up.
Okay, Josh, Nets would be a tough battle, but we still got that in seven.
Kawhi's not Kawhi. Kyrie's not even there.
Josh, your opinion is invalid.
Guys, the Bucks are beating the Nets. You Kyrie nope. there or not. Doesn't matter.
They're not.
We literally have a healthy team this year. Maybe. Potentially.
I have another
ACL next game.
With Dante back and us actually playing Jordan Nwora, the Bucks are the best team in the league.
That's what I hope you didn't say for no reason.
Guys, Jordan Moore is so
basketball
good.
Players that no one's ever heard of in a podcast.
Guys, if you haven't heard of Jordan Nwora, search up his name. This guy is a legend. He can shoot from anywhere. He makes his own shot. He's insane. He plays defense. Did you not see his block against Kevin Durant last game?
If you're not like an insane NBA fan who. Falls
nah, no, not even
closely.
An insane fan. This guy is
like we haven't even talked about the NFL. I feel like we should.
Guys, all you have to do is watch the preseason to know that Jordan Nwora is the greatest basketball player of all time.
I'll give any of the listeners $10 if they can, if they don't watch basketball a lot and know who that is. That's how confident I am.
I have another hot take, quickly. I think McDavid could beat the record for most points scored in a season this year.
I think absolutely not. I think Chris Tierney will break it, not McDavid.
McDavid could.
What about
is he really? Is he really that good?
I think record is 215 by Mr. Ryan Gretzky.
Points scored or goals scored?
The points. He scored 250 in an 82 game season. McDavid has, I think, 5 in 2 games or something.
It's possible.
It is.
Also, Sean, did you say Zub? You know, me and Zub have the same hockey number. Me and Zub, number 2.
Zoob.
House League legend right there.
I want to go see a Sens game just so I can be one of those people that just goes Zoob when he has the puck.
4 games, 8 points.
We should interview Zoob more.
We should if he wasn't like a fake Instagram account. You know, podcast listeners, if you're still listening to this, Sean tried getting Zoob on the podcast, but it turns out Zoob was a fake Instagram account.
Yeah, it wasn't even Zoob.
Zoob doesn't have an Instagram account. He's just a...
How are we going to contact him?
Unless he deleted it.
Podcast listeners, we are going to track down Zoob.
I think...
McDavid's on pace for 164 points right now.
Right, and that's going to happen. But he could even get up there. I like how McDavid getting like 140 points just seems normal to us. But yeah, that's gonna happen. That's crazy.
I think we're going for how long now? It's pretty long now.
It said 40 minutes. Might have just been because we've been in the
hall for a while,
but I think it's been like 40 minutes.
All right. Let's wrap this up then. Where can you find the podcast? Check the bio of this Spotify. You can find it there. But Insta, Don't Sweat a Podcast. Twitter, Don't Sweat Out Pod 1. I've never used that yet. TikTok, Don't Sweat It. And YouTube, Don't Sweat a Podcast. I might upload an audio-only version on there. But
I'm not.
Just check Spotify. Just Don't Sweat a Podcast.
YouTube's too much work, guys.
We will we'll try to film this more often.
Even though Carter's a loser and isn't filming, because
it's easier for us to do these audio only versions. But if we can record it, we'll record it.
So hard to edit 40 minutes though. It's just so
Cool. We might just post like raw footage.
Just delete the YouTube. There's not something we should be saying.
Okay, I think we can end the recording now.
All right.